Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Channel 159. Let's do this thing. Countdown to kickoff is on Monday Night Football. And we've got breaking news as far as the LA Rams are concerned. They get hit by COVID, including Jalen Ramsey. Five players out this evening for the Los Angeles Rams. Henderson, running back, Darrell Henderson is one of them. Rob Havenstein, cornerback, Dante Dean, Higbee, and now, of course, Jalen Ramsey as well. The Raging Redneck Cam Stewart. What's going on, Cam?
I don't know, Gabe. How are you doing? I'm not going to tell you yesterday was good. I'm still feeling the effects. Other than the Grey Cup, the day really sucked. That Bills comeback just to lose by 6 in overtime really pissed me off. I'm not going to lie. Cleveland's 2.5. It was just, you know what? You're right. People in the world have bigger problems than us betting, but it was just slaps everywhere yesterday. Just bad, you know, that's the way the cookie crumbles. Let's hope tonight it's a good night. You're right about the Rams. The line's gone up to 3, total from 50 to 51.5. We'll see what happens here. Tough game tonight, but you can put that on a loop. I say that all the time.
I'm actually surprised about this number because it was at 2.5, and the Ramsey, listen, Higbee, whatever. Higbee's starting tight end, okay. Yeah. But Ramsey's obviously the bigger story here, one of their better players, best defensive player on their team in the backfield. And the number didn't move. The number didn't move. Like, and I thought, all right, what, the sports books don't know? And of course, yeah, they knew, but they did not move it. And it did. It took about half an hour, Cam, 45 minutes, maybe an hour. And then it finally moved a half a point, but there was nothing major, but you added up. You're without a running back. You're without an offensive tackle. You're without Jalen Ramsey right now. Starting to add up here, in my opinion, as far as the Rams are concerned, I'm surprised there hasn't been more movement. And really, just people don't respect the Arizona Cardinals for whatever reason. They don't trust the Cardinals. They don't believe in the Cardinals. And if they did, the number wouldn't be 3 right now with all these injuries. I thought this number should have been higher to begin with. I never really understood why the number wasn't like 3.5. But the Rams are one of these teams. They're a public team. People buy into them. People like betting on them. As far as the Buffalo Bills are concerned, Cam, yes. You know, as a Bills fan, I'm used to it. And I can't lie to you. I knew that Brady, I knew was coming. It was one of those deals. I was like, yeah, we're going to lose by 6 here somehow after all of this. And exactly. You want the double frustration. I was on the Cincinnati Bengals who come back and also come back, take the game to overtime and end up losing. So I lost them both. Yeah. But I had things actually went pretty well for us in the, you know, because we had a lot on the Bills over yesterday, the game to go over. The Bills teaser hit, which was actually a miracle. And, our Hamilton Tiger Cat teaser hit. The Grey Cup went over the number, which was a good Everyone pick. Hit. That did was started off slow a little bit, but that hit after. Then I was on the Packers last night, so it actually ended okay. But I know your frustration. I get where you're coming from.
Yeah, it's life though, right? It's like when games go to overtime or a shootout, you expect it and you expect those things. No, I was just talking to, you're right, Gabe, like it's, especially with Buffalo, like the one team, you just can't go down there and kick a field goal for us to win by the hook. But hey, man, this is what we do. We bet for a living day to day. It's in the past. Let's make some money tonight. And we'll see what happens. Big NBA board tonight too.
Oh, yeah, let's do this thing. Game Time Decisions has begun. Monday Night Football. Injuries to get you caught up to date with. So Higbee is out for the Rams. Most importantly, Jalen Ramsey out for a Los Angeles Ram football team. Taking on an Arizona Cardinals team that don't get a lot of respect. I'll tell you what, too. This is a more important game for the Arizona Cardinals than it is the Los Angeles Rams. Like, you would think, well, you know what, the Rams are fighting for a playoff spot. They're really not, right? They're 8-4 right now. San Francisco 7-6. Everybody else is 6-7. It's a train wreck in the NFC. So, like, as it is right now, 6-7 gets you in the playoffs. The Rams are 8-4. And the Rams aren't winning a division, right? I mean, this, I'm not saying they don't show up today. They're not trying, but I'm just saying they're sort of in nowheresville here, Cam. Like, unless they catch Arizona, they can't really go anywhere, right? They could either be, I guess they could be the 7th seed, the 6th seed, or the 5th seed, all of which, either way, isn't good. Like, you know, you sort of pick your spot as to who you're playing. You know what I mean? Like, if the Rams lose tonight, all right, they're 8-5. They don't fall in the standings at all, Cam. They're still the 5th seed. That's what I'm getting at now. For Arizona, Arizona's 10-2 on the season, but the Green Bay Packers are knocking on the door right now. The Packers are 10-3. And remember, guys, the Packers beat the Cardinals earlier this year. So the Packers on the tiebreaker. So in other words, guys, if Arizona lose tonight, Green Bay are suddenly the top seed in the NFC. Like, Arizona are playing for the top seed tonight. Meanwhile, the Rams, yes, the Rams are playing for something. But as I stated, they're the 5 seed right now. They're 8-4. And the 7 seed is 6-7. So it's not as if though the Rams are going to miss the playoffs or anything. It's just a matter of, do they finish 5th, 6th, or 7th right now? And quite frankly, finishing lower might be better, depending on who you want to play. That. Like, a good example is, Cam, like right now the Buffalo Bills are the 7th seed in the playoffs.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Colts are the 6th seed because they beat the Bills. The Bills would play at Tennessee right now. Indianapolis is at Kansas City. If I'm the Bills, I'd rather play the Titans and the Chiefs, right? And you're the lower seed, right? You see what I'm saying? So some of the seeds don't really matter at this point. It ends up who you're going to end up playing. But, you know, it's still a big game tonight, but more so for Arizona, in my opinion.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's Game Time Decisions. I am Gabriel Morenci. Hopefully there'll be some good decisions made this evening at the Sports Grid Christmas party at Studio 34 in Versa tonight. Trouble.
I'm predicting bad decisions. Vodka plus bourbon plus management equals problems.
Yeah, at least I can't get in trouble. I won't be there.
Exactly. We're here. We can't get in
trouble. I'm sure I'll find a way. I'll find a way.
Yeah, exactly. Send an email. Screw you guys. Why are we
you guys
here?
Might be partying. If you don't think you guys partying.
Yeah. You party too much. Hey, what about the fonts? So, our show's still on.
Yeah, big party, tonight. I know Coach James Young and his lovely wife attending the party. He's gonna be joining us a little bit later on. He's joining us from Studio 34 before the party. So everybody's throwing it down tonight. Except me and Cam got you covered. We're breaking it down here. Coach James Young's going to step up and in. We got Dave Sharapan, Street Clothes Sharapan, who was going to join me on Sports Rage last night, but he couldn't because he went to see America's Got Talent last night. Live TV taping of America's Got Talent. Now, something that his family wanted to do, but for me personally, that's like hell on earth, man. Like, I'd rather go to the dentist, I think, than like sit in the audience for like 3 hours
for that show. Like, you're right.
I would get up in the taping. I'd be like, listen, I'm sorry, but I got to leave. Like, I can't sit through this.
Yeah, like, those doors better be open because I'm gone and I'm not coming back. Keep the gift bag.
Yeah. We'll find out how America's Got
Talent. That show, like, out of all the shows, like, it's not even a fun show. It's not The Price is Right. It's not a game show. It's just like, why, I watch a bunch of guys with a unicycle balancing plates on their head. Sounds great. Next.
So, one thing I will say about the Buffalo Bill game yesterday, they dug themselves the hole. They played terrible, and they woke up late.
They did.
But the officiating was beyond criminal. It was beyond bad.
It's sickening.
Like, you were calling the Bills for everything and, like, blatant pass interferences. That it's not, like, just Bills fans. Like, all you got to do is go on Twitter, just punch in Bills, Bucks, refs. There's, like, a play in the end zone, man. Diggs is, like, getting tackled before the ball is there. There was another one where Buddy just grabbed Diggs' jersey and pulled it. Like, it was literally stretched, like, 5 yards. Impossible to miss stuff unless you just don't want to call it. And they didn't call it, right? But every time the Bills did something, oh, you better be sure they were going to call it, Cam. Listen, the Bills dug their own hole. It is what it is. And they allowed Tom Brady to score again after. But they should have won the game. The refs, like, impeded it. Like, the refs, when the Bills came back, they were like, we're not letting these guys come back all the way and winning, right? And it was just blatant pass interference over and over. And if you're the Buccaneers, you know you're getting away with it. I guess it's just wherever Tom Brady goes, he's going to get calls. I guess that's just the deal.
Hey, man, I don't know. Is he a stone cutter? Illuminati? It's ridiculous. And there were plays there where Ed Oliver had that penalty. I told you, guy in Tampa Bay pancakes the guy in the Bills. Nobody sees anything. The whole game, they got screwed on calls. Their pass interference calls, they're little tic-tac stuff. Tampa Bay are basically mauling you the way a bear mauls a salmon. I thought it was ridiculous. I had huge money on that game. And know what, Gabe? They're the Super Bowl champions. Why the hell do you have to help these guys all the time? I just don't get it. Yeah, it's the Tom Brady love factor. I get it. And I'm not just – this is not sour grapes. That was one of the worst officiated games I've seen. And the Bills do get screwed. I hate to say it. They get screwed all the time. You talk about West Coast bias and teams in the West getting screwed. Well, the Buffalo Bills, they get treated like doormats of the East. They get no calls. They have to work for everything. They put themselves in a hole. You said it. But that was wrong. That officiating crew, F. They suck.
It's been this way for years. It just is what it is. It's crazy because Roger Goodell is actually from Buffalo.
I know.
He's from the Buffalo area. Like, he grew up going to Bills games. That's the games that he went to as a kid, yet he shows no love. for the Bills. Whatsoever. But whatever, dude. Did anybody really think we're gonna beat Tom Brady? I didn't even want to take the Bills. I took him in a teaser. I took him in a teaser, and I took the over, and I'm glad that hit. But then, of course, I did end up taking the Bills at +4, and then we end up losing by 6. And I had Cincinnati in overtime, too. That was frustrating. I actually don't know how I won money yesterday, but I did. You know, the Great Cup. The Packers cover, touchdown props. A lot, Josh Allen over rushing props. So as far as tonight is concerned, updated number right now. Arizona Cardinals -3, 51.5. I asked a poll question, who everybody's taking tonight. What do they think the best bet is here this evening? And 49% like the Cardinals. 49% like the Cards. I said later points or money line. I'd rather just money line it, but it is up to 3. It was 2 earlier in the day, 2.5. Only 15% like the Rams. 9% like the under. 24% like the over here. So it looks like the Cards are the viewers pick, Rams. And that is my pick. I already like the Cards coming in. Really?
I'm going to fade. So you're not, I'm fading your pool.
You're not deterred by Jalen Ramsey being out tonight?
Yeah, 49% of these people, whatever. I don't even care. That's all you had to tell me in the game. I like the Rams.
They were right last time, actually. We got to give them credit.
Yeah, they were.
And I said they never are.
And some of those guys in the poll are actually guys that I like. Some are trolls and idiots, and some are just good people. Here's the thing, though. I like the Rams all week. Revenge spot for them. But you bring up great points off the top. I can't really make a case going into a court of law and saying, wow, the Rams are this team. They've been disappointing this year. Stafford has to get it right. The thing is, Gabe, I'm not really worried about the running back situation. Sony Michel will do fine. Cooper Kupp is an animal. They can have some other guys fill in with Higbee. But you're right about Ramsey, but they also have great players in the secondary. I just think this game, I understand what you're saying for the Cardinals. I just think the Rams need to win this game and battle these guys and still say, hey, we're around. Because right now the Cardinals, they're at the top of the food chain right now. And the Rams have had so far, in my opinion, a disappointing season for a team that many thought would go to the Super Bowl. I think this is a big spot for the Rams tonight. That's why I'm taking the points.
They haven't stepped up on the road, this L.A. Ram team.
No, they haven't.
At Green Bay, Matthew Stafford was terrible. They lose 36-28 in a game that really wasn't as close as this final score would sound. At San Francisco, 31-10. Week before, they lost to Tennessee 28-16. They've lost three of their last four football games, and the one win was last week against the Jacksonville Jaguars, which, so yeah. What? Right? It doesn't really mean very much. Listen, McVay had owned Kingsbury, Cam. He had never lost to him, right, before earlier this year when Arizona went in there and beat him down. This is a pride game for the Rams. Like you said, Rams aren't playing for anything. They are. I mean, they don't want to be the last wild card here. They're trying to improve their seeding. But at the same point in time, they're sort of in like nowheresville. They're going to make the playoffs, and they're not going to win a division. So I guess tonight is their last crack to say, all right, we're going to try to win this division by beating Arizona tonight, who already beat them. Yet Arizona wins this game, it's game, set, match. They lock up this division, and they take a step closer to getting the top seed and getting the bye as well, only one bye. Big game for both teams, bigger for Arizona, and let's be real, Arizona are healthier. And this Rams defense already gets beat, Cam, with Jalen Ramsey. How are they going to slow down A.J. Green, Christian Kirk, DeAndre Hopkins, and Zach Ertz?
It's a problem. Ertz is the real problem. I think you can find ways. That was a brilliant acquisition. I'll give the Cardinals staff. That was just so good. They've never had a legitimate tight end. Ertz comes in there and dominates. Remember that game against Seattle? He won the game single-handedly. I think that's a problem for the Rams tonight, Ertz, and I like him in some props. But I'm going to say this, Gabe. I do believe in pride. I do believe you can come in there and punch these guys in the face. I still think the Rams, this is a huge game for them. Say they win. They're one game back of Arizona. Longer season this year. I understand where you're coming from, but I think there's as much to play for with the Rams too. And you play every game to the end, right? These guys, we're not like, you don't look at it and go, oh, well, this team and you beat them on paper and this and that. They need to take care of business now. You're one game back Arizona, and then you take it week at a time. I think this is going to be a classic game tonight. I actually think it might be more defensive because I think it's going to be very, very important, and the defenses step up.
Well, it's interesting because the number was down to 50.5, the total, and it actually went up a full point with the news of Jalen Ramsey being out. It's interesting. Didn't really move the point spread. It moved the total, though.
Exactly.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. My Detroit Lions helmet slowing down just like the team did yesterday. It started off spinning, and it's come to a standstill. Standstill right now. The Raging Reddit. Cam Stewart alongside SiriusXM Channel 159. Shout out to all of our television affiliates. Thanks to everybody who came down to Jaggers on Saturday night. Great time. A lot of people saying hi to you, Cam. It's always cool meeting people that you never met that aren't in our chats before and stuff like that. And we did. On Saturday, so a shout out to everybody. James, remember James used to call us the boxing fan. James was there. Darsh and his
James
and
BC.
Yeah, James BC. Yeah. Darsh, Rodrigo. Nice. Met Rodrigo. Was a big fan of Hammer Don, the Hammer Don crew, and he's seen us on a Hammer Don and the Hockey Talk and McAfee and stuff. So he came down. I could go on Jason B. Takafin, Matt Sakaris, dude from the Whitecaps. An executive from the Whitecaps, not a player.
Nice.
A lot of players. Yeah, he was buddies with someone. He came down too. So, you know, like I said, it was a lot of fun. A lot of people showed up in the end. It was slow, Cam. Off the start, I was sitting there, and I had like a section. We had our own section. And it got to the point where the waitress came over and she said, aren't you supposed to be expecting people? like kind of like I got to take your tables away here soon. Like I'm sitting there. Yeah, and then it just started floating. You know what? I started it too early. Vancouver is like an earlier town. I started at 7 o'clock. That was too early.
Oh, that's
I mean, even oh, yeah, no. yeah, like.
No offense, Morenzi. I'll give you a tip, and you know better. We're older now. 7 o'clock is for the young people. Like
I should have said
like
9. People, yeah.
I was going to say 9, 10 o'clock is when people go, okay, I think I'm going to make it out to the bar now. You're right.
That's when people started to show up at 9 and 10 o'clock.
I used to have a rule. I'd hit the bar before midnight. I get mad. Like, I go, you know what we do? We pre-drink, and we go to midnight, and then we slam drinks for, like, a couple hours, and then we're good. That's the way we do it.
I thought I'd be responsible and have an earlier show and so people could get home and all that type of stuff. But
it all works out to the same. Doesn't matter.
You're right. You're going to be there till the bar closes, essentially.
Yes.
So that's it. Yes. You're right. Just get there a little later. It's a point taken for the next shows. I will not be starting any of the next road rages at 7 o'clock local time. So weird night tonight. No hockey, huh? We got basketball. I want to get to the basketball props, but let's take a look at the
quickly, I think we need to talk about this, though. This is something that we need to think about with COVID now. So the Calgary Flames are the third team, and the Chicago Bulls have COVID. Those are huge outbreaks, too.
Yeah, 9 guys on the Bulls.
That's what I'm saying. 9 guys on the Bulls. They're guaranteed two. They're not playing the Pistons this week and the Raptors. Now you look at the Flames, they got 3 games this week that are gone. Gabe, you could be in a big game in this problem. It doesn't matter. Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, it's a play. Who cares? This is the thing, man. It's got to be taken seriously here. Like, I don't understand some people, whatever. I'm not going to tell you how to live your life or whatever, but if there's something that you can get them, third booster, whatever, anything it takes to get
If I was a playoff team, Cam, in the NFL, if I was a playoff team, I would be begging my guys. I'd be begging my guys, man. Just like you just talked about, I would show them. I'd go, look, guys, I don't know if you guys pay attention to the NBA, but the Chicago Bulls have 9 guys. They're out. I'd say, look at this hockey stuff. You know, multiple teams keep popping up and canceling games, and the NFL will not postpone a game, right?
Nope.
Unless it's Tom Brady, of course. If Tom Brady gets COVID.
Yeah, that's right. Tom Brady gets COVID.
Or Aaron Rodgers. Or Aaron Rodgers. Certain guys.
Tom and Aaron Rodgers.
Let me tell you, if Josh Allen gets it, it'll be tough. It'll be tough. Yeah. You guys are starting Trubisky. Yeah. Like, exactly. They won't care. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and I tell you what, even the Bulls, I thought about that. I was like, so what? You shut it down for the Bulls? You didn't ever shut it down for the Raptors, though, Cam.
It's a good
point. There's been times where the Raptors had like 7 guys and stuff. They didn't shut it down.
Yeah, play.
Right? The Chicago Bulls. Oh, we're going to cut you a break. The Bulls had 8 guys, Cam. They had 8 available players. You only need 7. So they had the minimum 8. They had the minimum 7 rotation to 8 players. Yeah. They call up some guys from the G League. They could play. Why did the league say, oh, you don't play? I get it. Basically, I think the NBA's policy is if you're missing a couple of starters, you got to deal with it. But, bro, like, they're all out. Like, you know what I mean? They've got 9 guys out. But
Morenzi, that's not the point, though. It doesn't matter 2, 3, 4, whatever. You have to have the same rules for the same team in any type of situation. These are professional leagues. This isn't some rec league where I go, hey, Morenzi, your team's playing at 3 o'clock in the morning. Oh, don't worry. Tom Brady's team, he gets to play after a nice snooze. He could play in the attic. That's the thing. But you need that. You need uniform rules. That's the whole part of a professional sports league. And I have issues with the way it's being treated. It's like they look at each case on an individual basis. No, you have basic rules. If this is it, this is what happens. Sorry. You're right. Other teams have been hosed, and now all of a sudden the Bulls
get a walk. The NFL is actually on top of this. They're testing players more frequently now. I think it's like 3 times a week.
I get it.
Like, it's like every couple of days now type thing, maybe every second day type thing. I think 3 times a week. Before it was once. Like, they're getting tested more, so there's going to be more positives. And this new strain, the Omicron, seems to be more contagious than the COVID strain, yet less deadly.
Yes.
Less deadly. So it's more contagious, but it's not as dangerous, but it's still spreading around everywhere at a pretty high rate right now.
Still doesn't matter.
Yeah, it still causes Omicron sickness
or whatever. You get it. You get it. It is COVID.
Exactly. Yeah, you're not playing. Yeah, if you're not playing, if you get it. So I hesitate, especially now. There seems to be more and more, and it's going to accelerate, actually. Right? I'm not doing a doom and gloom, everybody's about to die thing, but the cases will accelerate. It is a very contagious strain, but it's less dangerous. but it's still going to keep players out. And we're getting into the season right now where we see, like, I'd be worried. Like, if I was an NFL team and I was a good team, I'd be telling my guys, please, come on, guys. Like, you can do whatever you want stupid as soon as the season's over, all right? And tell them you got six more weeks, man, and then go do whatever you want to do. So let's get into the odds. Speaking of boosters, let's take a look at the booster shot here tonight. Rams and Cardinals. Rams and Cardinals each to score one rushing touchdown and one passing touchdown tonight. So each to score, though. So they both. So that's four. The Rams need a rushing touchdown and a passing touchdown, and the Cardinals need a rushing touchdown and a passing touchdown. It was 140, now plus 180. It's a lot of touchdowns, man.
I agree.
You know, like I said, that's four things that you need to happen. Arizona rush touchdown, Arizona throw touchdown. L.A. Rams rush touchdown, L.A. Rams throw. That's four touchdowns. I'm not interested in this one. This one's not to my liking.
I couldn't agree more. And that's the thing, Marantzi. Some days it's a running back game, right? Say all of a sudden, you know, Connor gets touches and he gets in the end zone. Other time it's just Cooper Kupp and they don't run Michelle. That's the thing. There's too many things that have to happen there. Hey, I love a boost, but there's other ones that I like. I'm going to have to
pass on. We're just stressing out that there's four different things that need to happen for that one. Now, this one we're interested in, and due to the odds here, in which it's just, it really is a fat boost. Cooper Kupp and DeAndre Hopkins both to score a touchdown tonight. This one's simpler. You know what I mean? Nothing fancy. All right, Cooper Kupp and DeAndre Hopkins at plus 500, Cam.
Yeah, I'm in.
That's a nice price. You know, you're getting five to one on this. Because basically, you know, one of them's going to score a touchdown, then you get that under your belt, and then you're just sitting on it at 5-1 after.
Well, think about this. If you're the Rams, Odell Beckham isn't totally acclimated in the offense. Van Jefferson is more of a deep threat. It all goes through Cooper Kupp. I don't care if they double him or whatever. That's the thing. Like, he is going to be targeted
but
so
he does
many
rack
ways,
up more catches plays. Than touchdowns.
Yes.
Like, as of late. Yes. Like, Stafford's been struggling recently, right? Stafford's been struggling. Like, Cooper Kupp has two touchdowns in the last five games. He had a touchdown last week, but he did not have a touchdown against Green Bay. He did not have a touchdown against San Francisco. He did not have a touchdown against Tennessee. He did have a touchdown against Houston. Right? So he's got two touchdowns in five games against bad teams, essentially. Right? He got one against Jacksonville, one against Houston. And I'm not blaming him. He's got a million catches, eight catches, seven catches, 11 catches, 11 catches, seven catches, 10 catches. But the touchdowns aren't there as much. Without Jalen Ramsey, you got to believe that Hopkins is going to be getting into the end zone tonight, Cam. And let's take a look at the anytime touchdown score prop here, numbers. Sonny Michel, minus 125. James Conner, minus 125. Cooper Kupp, minus 110. DeAndre Hopkins, plus 110. That's all you need to know about the value you're getting with that boost. Because a minus 110 parlayed with a plus 110 is definitely not 5-1, guys. So that's a nice odds boost you're getting right there. Very nice odds boost with Kupp and Hopkins both to score a touchdown. They can't. And if you think it's going to be a lower scoring game, Cam, not everyone's going to be scoring touchdowns here.
Exactly.
I look at this, I like Hopkins at plus 135 the best there. I'm looking at that. That's the value pick to me. That's nice money at plus 135.
He's my third choice.
I should note it's plus 110 now. It came down.
Yeah. Yeah. I like Sony Michel for the fact that they don't even have, like, a running back by committee now. He's going to get the majority of the touchdowns. So, and you said Stafford struggling. Hand it off to Michel. And for the Cardinals, I go with Zach Ertz. I love tight ends. This guy's a touchdown machine. He always finds ways to get open. He's plus 210. Sign me up.
He's got to be worth a look for the first touchdown, too, Cam Zach.
Yeah, you're already reading my mind. He's my biggest play for first touchdown tonight. Zach Ertz.
Zach Ertz, first touchdown tonight. Ooh, nice. 11-1.
Yes. Yes.
11.
Yes.
That's very generous. I would have made it like 8-1.
I agree with you, James Conner.
James Conner's plus 550. Sonny Michel is 6-1. See, we tell it like it is. We didn't like one of the boosts. We liked the other boost, and now we're saying we would have made this a lot lower than 11-1.
Yeah.
Like, I agree. Wow, I would have made it plus 750 or 800. I mean,
the guy's an impact player. Be nothing over 750.
Cooper Kupp plus 650. DeAndre Hopkins 8-1. Odell Beckham 950. Van Jefferson 11. Zach Ertz 11. Me and Cam agree. Zach Ertz first touchdown.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Morency. Coach James Young's going to step up in the 7 o'clock hour and talk some NBA props with us. We're talking NFL football right now. So Cam, sounds like you like the Rams. Huh? I don't know why. It's amazing to me. I figured you'd really passionately hate this team by now. Like they've, you know what I mean? From the Super Bowl to this year, to all these big spots that you and I have taken them. And to me, listen, the Rams are sort of like San Francisco, but I've just got to give up. And I admit, I don't know about the Niners, man. I don't know. Like,
I bet on them about the Bills. But that's not the Bills' total fault. Now, the referees did these guys wrong. And I should feel that way about the Seahawks, yet we've had many happy times in the past. But I just think
the Seahawks are suddenly alive.
I see that fourth quarter against the Texans. I got to be honest with you. I thought the Texans would, like, maybe win that game outright. Totally wrong. They're feeling it now. But where's Rashad Penny been, Gabe? First round draft pick. Guys, game.
Well, it's crazy, Cam. They're 5-8, but 6-7 gets you in the playoffs right now.
I know. That's the thing.
Seattle literally won a bunch of games. You don't know, like, the way it ends up. Like, they're not out of it. They're not done.
I know.
They're one game out of a playoff spot.
Penny was a wicked college running back, and I always wondered why it didn't translate to the NFL. Maybe he's got some confidence, but it's also against Houston. But I'm going to say this, Gabe. I dug deeper with some props. Listen to this stuff. Like, this is going to blow your mind. Both teams to score points in all four quarters. Do you like that one? That's plus 650. I got one for you.
What, tonight?
DeAndre
650
Hopkins,
for that?
Yeah. 100 yards receiving and a touchdown, plus 600.
That's worth just due to the odds alone.
I agree. Know what? I like this one. Sony Michel to have 100 rushing yards and a touchdown, plus 550. I think he's going to have a big night. I think he's.
We should note, it was a high scoring game when they played earlier this year, right? When they went head to head. It was 37-20. Mm-hmm. 37-20. You look at Arizona. Arizona, I mean, listen, they got Kyler Murray back last week at Chicago. They put 33 up.
Yeah.
I think that Arizona are going to score on these guys. Arizona didn't get into the 20s. To me, this game comes down to Matt Stafford. Jalen Ramsey being out has nothing to do with Matthew Stafford. Let's just be real. Matthew Stafford has not played well in these primetime games. And not only has he not played well, but he's been really bad early in the games, and the Rams have consistently fallen behind. And it was Arizona first quarter play, something worth looking at. Because time and time again, guys, it's been the exact same thing. Remember when they played Tennessee on Sunday Night Football? He threw two pick sixes. And he's like, there was a pick six. He threw that pass from the end zone. It was like 14-0 after a couple of minutes in that game. Then the following week, San Francisco was the exact same thing. He was terrible early. They dug themselves a hole. Green Bay, exact same thing. He was bad early, dug themselves a hole. Last week, Jacksonville, they weren't actually very good in the first half of that game against Jacksonville last week, Ken. I think it was like 16-7. They pulled away in the second half. The Rams have been slow starters. I think Arizona first half could be worth a look as well.
Yeah, The thing is, this week I don't think the Rams can afford to come out and get behind because then they're going to get killed. I expect them to come out and play really well at the start, kind of like what the Bears did to the Packers yesterday. The problem is the Bears suck. Like at start of that game, they're getting Aaron Rodgers, they're scoring big plays, everything looks great, and then that's the end of that party. But I think the Rams are actually going to show up, and this game is going to be an old-school fight, Gabe. Remember, this is the thing. Von Miller, you're there now. Aaron Donald, these guys, enough of this, like, you know, oh, we're the showcase, our defensive line can do whatever. Go and do it then. Go and do it. Like, go out there and see if you can get pressure on Murray and do some things. Like, this team's doing a lot of talking. Tonight, I actually think they back up their talk and really, really bring their A game.
Let's get into we'll get back to the football. Dave Sharapan's going to join us at the 7 o'clock hour. Coach James Young as well. No ice hockey, Cam, with the cancellation.
Nope.
Tonight. Yeah. It's a good job by the NHL only having one game scheduled.
One game, too. It's like, yeah, you might want to have like a 3-game slate, but anyway, we're not going to get into it.
Whatever they do, it's wrong.
I agree. Just, like,
with the schedule, it's like, of all nights, like, why you have one game tonight? Like,
yeah. Hey, Mr. Stewart, Mr. Morency, what do you think about this one game schedule? Wrong again, Jerry. Like, I don't know what to tell you guys in the board meeting, but you're fired.
Yeah, because
if you're a league,
don't want to ever have an off night.
Exactly.
I mean, you complain about, oh, we don't want off nights because of the Olympics. Well, now you have an off night. Like, you never want an off night. You want a couple of games on. Like you said, you have a three-game slate.
What does the NBA do?
You have a West Coast slate that doesn't start head-to-head against the NHL, the NFL. Like, you think yes. about it. All right, we'll do a West Coast game. See what I mean?
The NBA gets
all right, let's get
three.
Into some NBA props here.
That's their minimum.
Because I've got three. A few. Okay. Our boy Sko in Michigan is asking about Garrison Matthews, who he hit easily last week. And, yeah, he didn't hit the number. He didn't go over the number on the weekend, but we didn't get in on it. But he scored 12, and it's 12.5 all the time. So let's take a look at the NBA tonight. Let's get into the games first, and we'll blast through our props. We'll get into more props with Coach James Young after. The Cleveland Cavaliers are being taken very seriously now, and rightfully so. But it's to the point where you got to lay points with these guys now, right? You got to lay points. And they're playing the Miami Heat this evening. But the Cleveland Cavaliers now, guys, are a very robust 21-5-2 against the spread on the season.
That's our team, buddy. They're amazing.
Cam's Cavs. 21-5-2. They're laying 5.5 tonight against the Miami Heat team. No Jimmy Butler.
He like
no
Bam
Abadayo.
Yeah, they're missing guys. Yeah, see, Coach gave him a thumbs up.
No Bam. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I'm going to give the thumbs up to Jared Allen. I'm giving the thumbs up to Jared Allen. 16.5 points tonight. This number is set way too low. So get this, guys. Jared it's Allen's Garland. Gone over 16.5 points in 10 of his last 11 games. 10 of his last 11, including 19 against the Heat already earlier this year. There's no Bam in the middle. If you look at the Miami Heat, Steven Adams scored 17 points, all right? That guy's got brick hands, and he scored 17 on them. They've got nobody. They can't stop anybody in the paint right now. Like, every center and big man is going off against the Heat right now. And Jared Allen will be the next one to do it. I've already got to play in over 16.5 points, 10-1. 10-1 his last 11 games to the over 16.5 points here this evening. So that's a prop for me. I'm going with Jalen Brunson tonight, guys, as well. Luka Doncic is out. He's got ankle problems, carrying all that extra weight, Luka. My name is Luca. I live on the 7th floor. Like, he's going to have a hard time, like, climbing the stairs, Luca.
I like I like endless buffets.
Yeah, my name is Luca. So Brunson's in for Luca. The other night he had 18-9-3 versus the Thunder. He gets the Hornets tonight. I remember when we spoke with Coach the other night, just how bad the Hornets are defensively, too. Yeah. I see no reason why Jalen Brunson can't go over 17.5 points tonight. Handling the ball for the Mavs. We talked about Garrison Matthews. This guy, Garrison Matthews, has scored 12 or more points in 9 straight basketball games.
Amazing.
But the prop is 12.5. So he's got to get a little bit over that. But he scored 13 or more in 7 of the 9. So the only other times he didn't, Cam, he got to 12, actually. Right? But it's 12.5. I will admit, I like these fringe role player guys' props better when they're at home than when they're on the road, right? Like, the star guys are more consistent on the road. The fringe guys sometimes are better at home. So do I love it as much as the other night when I double and triple clicked it? No, but it will be part of the portfolio. Sko in Michigan was asking. Yes, we're playing Garrison Matthews over 12.5 points, but we got another one from the Houston Rockets here. Sengun. No one really talks about this kid, but he's a first-round draft pick, Cam. He's a first-round pick. He scored more than 8.5 points in 4 of his last 5 games. He's starting to get a couple of more playing minutes right now. And he's not just going over the 8.5. Like, the last 2 games that he's played more, he scored 15 points exact. So, you know, 15 points and 15 points. He had 10 points the other night as well. He's putting points up, Cam, and it's 8.5. Here's a player that nobody talks about on a team that nobody talks about. Bad team, you know what I mean? No-name player on a bad team. This is the type of prop I like where you get value with. Over 8.5 points for Sengun, Cam.
I love it, Morency. Remember we used to do the best props in, like, football? Randolph, 2 catches. It was 18.5 yards. Boom.
Zay Jones, over half a catch.
Yeah, Zay Jones, over a half catch, 5.5 yards. Thank you, we won. He's actually got a few catches recently. But I will say that those are my favorite because you talked about it. Star players are so good. The computer goes over it and over it. Like those numbers are sharper than a Ginsu. I think it's way better to take fringe players. I like those guys in the Pat Connington range, the 8.5, the 10.5 type of range, and maybe a little bit above. Gabe, you've been doing well with the guys like 12.5. Those are numbers. Those are attainable numbers, right? And if a guy's getting more minutes, you can do it. No, I'm with you. I totally agree. That's the way to attack the props. You play a hell of a lot. I only play a few. You play a lot. But when I play them, those are the guys I like to take, and it works.
How about this? This is a plus money parlay. Cleveland Cavaliers, Toronto Raptors, money line parlay, plus 129, Cam.
Endorsed. Yes. Agreed. Agreed.
Oh, excuse me. Excuse me. Refresh to plus 122. Adjusted number. Plus 122.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah,
still plus money. Plus 122.
Taking $7 off the table. Thank you, sir. Yeah, I still like it. I still like it.
All right. NBA odds boost tonight. Steph Curry. Steph Curry to make seven or more three-point shots tonight against the Pacers.
Here we go.
Plus 115, now plus 170. He's actually been struggling from three since he's been moving in on the record, if you've noticed.
Correct. I'm going to tell you, every time they do this, he'll have six threes tonight. Remember the last time, Gabe, it was 6.5? It was six?
Yeah, he got to six, I know.
I like the boost, but I don't know. Asking a guy to get seven threes, even if it's Steph Curry.
I like the next boost better due to the value here. Chris Paul to get a double-double. Paul to get a double-double tonight for the Suns was plus 230, now plus 300.
I like that. Yeah, I got
and
no
remember,
problem.
He doesn't like the Clippers. Remember, he is bad blood with him and the Clippers. He steps up against these guys. So I can endorse this odds boost at plus 300. Chris Paul, double-double.
I like that.
What about the games tonight in the NBA? So we talk about that money line parlay. Listen, I'll tell you what, though, guys. You can lay the points with Cleveland. They have covered 11 games in a row. The Cleveland Cavaliers are 11-0 ATS in their last 11. As I said, they're a league best 21-5-2 against the spread this year. They're laying 5.5 to an injured Miami Heat team. But we got the Raptors, who I don't want to lay points with, but I think the Raptors are going to win the game tonight. So we can money line parlay this. It just went down to plus 121. People are agreeing with the play here. And I'll tell you, Ken, we saw Sacramento and Charlotte play a track meet the other night. Sacramento don't play defense. I think there'll be points in this Raptor game. But the total keeps going up. It's up to 222.5. And, you know, I know the way you think, and I'm actually very tempted myself here. I just wish they weren't always so dysfunctional, but they're playing well, actually. I like Sabonis over 17.5 points tonight. And I like Caris LeVert as well. And, in fact, I'm looking at the Pacers here getting four. What do you think, Cam? Pacers +4 against the Warriors.
See, Marantzi, like, if you were the cop on him in an interrogation room, you already got it figured out. Like, I can't go any other way. You're like, Cam, I know it's Indiana. You're like, you got me. Yeah, that's my game. Sold. I love the Pacers tonight. I think it's
I can see them
play.
Losing close, but I'll take the four.
I think they went outright. I'll take the four. I wish it was 4.5. I can get it to 5, but 4 is fine. I like the Pacers tonight, Morenci. It made the card.
All right, and we got the Houston Rockets and the Hawks. That's coming up a little bit later on. We'll get into that. Coach James Young will join us. We'll see what he has for us. Sharapan steps up and in as well. Game Time Decisions continues.
SportsGrid.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabe Marcy. What's up, everybody watching on Versa? Hope you enjoy yourselves at the party.
Yeah. Yeah,
just,
have a drink
just for
me.
Just for the record, I have paid and I've wired the place for sound. We're going to hear everything said about us tonight. I shouldn't have told everybody. I've bugged Versa. I have a direct hotline.
Yeah, yeah.
Can hear everything.
Yeah,
Move in.
What's
Metal? Hey, Metal, I don't like that. Metal Matt Koski seem to be cavorting in the corner, Cam. Let's zoom in on
that. Yeah, exactly.
See what they're talking about.
Yes.
I hope you guys enjoy yourself. I got to tell you, though, man. The Monday night holiday party is a tough one. You roll in the next, like, if you're Walsh, what are you going to do, dude? You're on at like 6, 7. You're on like 7 in the morning.
Yeah, you know what, though? Walsh is young. I'm going to say this, and I probably shouldn't say this on the show. Before recently, like, a Monday night to me is a Friday night, is a Saturday night. I did the exact same things. You roll into the shows. You just figure it out. You go to, you know what I mean, Gabe? You plow through it. Then you go to sleep. And it's one of those things. Like, I know I saw you on Sunday. You were beat down, but that's a lot of drinking. You started your party at 7 o'clock. That's why I told you to start it at 10. That's 3 extra hours of booze.
Hey, I showed up. I showed up yesterday. I did the show 7 hours. 7 hours.
You're lit. Oh, God, help me. That's tough. Yeah. That's a lot of work.
Everybody canceled on Sports Rage last night. Like, of all nights,
of course
everybody was out.
Of course.
Yeah, Babano's team lost and he was drunk. I did. Babano's on every Sunday. I'm like, I'm not bothering this guy. His team just lost a heartbreaker. Yeah. He's leaving the stadium. Exactly. I left Babano alone. I was going to have Andrew Patterson on, but he told me he's a diehard Blue Bomber fan. He was hosting a Blue Bomber party and he was bombed.
Yeah.
He said, I'm bombed, dude. I'm sorry. I can't do it. I'm bombed. And Sharapan said, no, I can't do it. I'm going to America's Got Talent.
That's the worst excuse out of them all.
Yeah, the other guys were drunk at least.
Two
drunk guys and a sober guy going to America's Got Talent. All right, so give us the money line parlay. Cleveland Cavaliers, Toronto Raptors plus some money. And Pacers plus the points.
Pacers.
The most important thing in any relationship is trust. That's why we earn yours every day with insights and expert perspectives.